Yes, sir. My name is Jarrett from Northwest Arkansas.
Jarrett, what brings you to the program tonight?
Well, I was actually wanting to speak with you about a local superstition, or it may actually proceed to other parts of the country, but I know in our neck of the woods here in the Ozark Mountains that you can be traveling through the wilderness and come across an old chimney from the homestead, you know, whenever this part of the country was first people was coming in here. And the superstition that kind of goes along with that is that you leave the chimney alone, you know, whenever developing land or something, you know, and you come across an old chimney, you leave it.
Just keep it there. Build around it.
Build around it. And the story behind it is that if something had happened in the house, you know, and there were ghosts or spirits or whatever, and everybody would gather around the fireplace, you know, to stay warm, and that's where the spirits congregate. And if you tear the chimney down, the spirits will travel with you to your home.
I like that.
And,
if they're good spirits.
Yeah, if they're good spirits. But it's actually kind of interesting, the different designs and stuff of the fireplaces and hearths that you can find around here.
That's a good story. Thanks.
Thanks.
We're learning things tonight on Friday the 13th. I bet you didn't think you would. First time caller line, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, this is Gabriella.
Hello, Gabriella.
I'm calling you from Seattle.
That's a very wonderful name.
Well, thank you very much. I have to tell you that you have a very wonderful voice, and that when I come home from a long day, that I look forward to listening to it because it's so soothing. Have you thought of being a hypnotist?
Well, my real voice is like this, but I really, you know, push it when I'm on the air. Do you think?
I was going to ask you if it was really that way in real life, but
kind of career do you think I would have like this? I'm the same person. Why would the voice have anything to do with it?
I don't know, George.
But you wouldn't listen to me if I were like this. Welcome to Coast to Coast. You're on.
Oh, thank you so much.
East of the Rockies.
But
I'll go back to
that,
only enough.
I really admire when you have guests on, how you're so kind and courteous to all of your callers. From all the different walks of life, I've just never ceased to amaze by that.
Well, you know what? I've always believed that the program lives on its merits. You know, not Coast to Coast, which Art developed, but the fact that radio shows can develop on the merits of the guest and the host without screaming, yelling, and confrontation.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
Many of these up-and-coming talk show hosts, and some of them are pretty successful, think that in order to build an audience, you have to scream and confront and, you know, we put your fingers in their faces. And you don't have to do that. Our program, Coast to Coast, the show that Mr. Bell developed, continues to remain the highest rated program in the history of radio.
Oh.
You know, we don't have... We've got a huge audience, I mean, in the millions, but, you know, we're not as big as some of the shows during the daytime because of the mere fact that 67% of the population is awake. 33% of them stay up like we do. But in terms of pure share of an audience, okay, whatever's listening, Coast to Coast, since its inception, has captured the highest amount of listeners of any program ever. And in some cities... It's unbelievable. I mean, in Buffalo, you know, 25% of the audience listening in Buffalo right now listens to Coast to Coast. People who have their radios on in major cities in the United States, the great majority of them are listening to Coast to Coast. And I mean, that's an incredible fact that, and it's done without confrontation.
It is, and it makes it, now I know why you call it the family, it's La Familia. But anyway, I'm calling you because I wanted to talk to you about the number 13. And I wanted to tell you that for me, 13 has always been a very lucky number, even though I was inundated, like everybody else, with the superstitions of the negativity and the evil of 13.
Did it start lucky for you right from the get-go? Or did you change?
No, I can't. I don't know if I can say that. I think I had some fear of it when I was little, but only because of all the stories you were told, you know. And so, but anyway, I think 13 has a certain, you know how they say that there's certain frequencies and energies that people vibrate with, and for me, I vibrate with 13 and it vibrates with me. So I don't really know much about numerology or what it means, but that's what I found in my life. And I got married on October 13th.
On purpose? Yeah, I guess it was on purpose. You planned that day?
No.
Actually, you didn't?
It was sheerly a coincidence. And we eloped.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we did. And so we went to Lake Tahoe and we eloped. And so afterwards, we went to the casinos and we were playing. And so I said, okay, well, I'm going to play roulette. I'm going to place on 13. And I won. And I won $1,300.
Oh, you're kidding. That's great.
I'm not. And I walked out of the casino at that point. I said, that's it. I'm out.
That's smart.
Greed
would have had you lose the whole thing.
No kidding. So anyway, and then we had a daughter, and she was born on November 13th. So I just really feel that those two things are.
It works for you. You might as
well
run with it. All right, thanks for the call.
Thank you, George. I really enjoy your show.
You're welcome. She's a cute laugh. I won't do that voice anymore. Don't worry.